Before heading out to a hotel, especially on a holiday, you need to hear from child safety advocate Carolyn Ziegler. What do you have a list for people, or what do you think about, Carolyn, when people, especially for the first time, are heading to a hotel with little ones?
Yeah, it's an interesting and daunting time, that first holiday. We all love going on holidays, but there are a few things to remember. If you're staying in a hotel, one of the first things I tell people is to get down on all fours. You want to scan the whole room. Keep a particular lookout for things that have been dropped into the carpet, such as pills, tablets, things that, you know, the previous guests may have accidentally dropped. And, you know, that sometimes these are sadly missed by the cleaners, but these can be lethal to your little ones. Now, I'm not trying to scare you. I just want you to be aware and pre-prepared. So, you know, also, I want you to think about the power outlets. Check out whether these are in reach. And if they are, simply pop in some outlet covers. Dawn, the bathroom in a hotel can be really dangerous. They have bathtubs, there's lots of things. So, you know, the simple solution is close the door at all times when not in use. And here's the biggie. If there's a balcony, make sure that the door locks securely. And if it doesn't, ask the hotel to move you to another room where the door will lock securely. Make sure your child only goes out on the balcony with you. Now, another thing I also suggest is ask the hotel staff to bring in the furniture from the balcony or remove it altogether. It's just a way of making sure that as you go out, your speedy little child doesn't have a chance to get onto that furniture and unfortunately over the balcony. So, you know, just a bit of preparation. It just makes things so much easier.
It's great to think about. And if you want more ideas, go to dreambaby.com.au or dream-baby.com.